Four people are in the running for a one-year term on city council in Petersburg. One of them is Pam Speck, who is concerned there's been too much divisiveness amongst the councillors.
And I kind of think people have forgotten why they're there. They're not there for their own agendas. They're not there, you know, you're there to help the community. Whether you voted for me or not, I am there to represent the people of Petersburg in the best capacity that I can to make it so that it works for everyone, that our community is a good one.
And for Speck, that includes being willing to consider different points of view.
I understand not everyone is going to like how things are going to go about, but I think everyone wants the same outcome. I think they just kind of allow feelings to get in the way. And if somebody has a way to do something that maybe I'm not too sure about, well, by golly, I'm going to go and do my homework on it. I'm not going to just dismiss it because I think so-and-so is a blowhard.
Speck has lived in Petersburg for nearly 18 years. She's worked at the Harbor Bar for the past seven. Prior to that, she spent more than a decade in the local seafood processing industry. She's a sports enthusiast and one of the organizers of the Petersburg Women's Softball League, and she thinks her experience in athletics would come in handy on the city council.
With softball and being in, you know, in sports pretty much my entire life, I mean, you learn to get along with people. You may not want to go out and have dinner with them after the game, but by golly, they're on your team and they're a teammate, and you're all there for the same purpose, which is to do your best and win, and you know, do well for your community, and that's what I think I do pretty well.
This is Speck's first time running for public office. She filed yesterday for the one-year seat. Jim Demko also filed yesterday to run for that term. Demko works at the Alaska Marine Highway Terminal in Petersburg. He and his wife Kelly, a schoolteacher, have lived here for about 20 years. He's run for council in the past but did not win a seat. He says his reason for running hasn't changed much.
Except that these days I've got a six-year-old son. And his life is going to be shaped by this community, and I'm going to try to take advantage of the opportunity to shape the community myself for his benefit.
Energy is a big issue for Demko. For instance, like the current city council, Demko does not want to see private development of energy resources in Thomas Bay near Petersburg. Demko does not oppose the idea of a city-owned hydro project at Ruth Lake in Thomas Bay. But on the flip side, he would prefer to see the city get more involved in efforts to promote energy efficiency.
I would hope that the city would take some of this on and just not only maximize efficiency of the city properties, and but also help the community. It's been proven time and again, I mean for decades now, that initially there's a lot more money to be saved by efficiency than there is in the development of new projects.
Demko has previous government experience as a planning and zoning commissioner in Petersburg. He describes himself as a liberal and a conservationist.
I recognize that I might be a minority in this community. But, you know, under the vision that the framers had of this democracy, minorities were supposed to be represented. So I need to convince a few people out there who don't necessarily support my ideals that they need to vote for me just for the sake of having some representation on the council.
Along with Demko and Speck, the race for the one-year term also includes retired fisherman and former councillor Dan Hickman and Nancy Strand, a retired construction worker who is currently chair of the local utility board. Strand and Hickman filed earlier this month. There are also four candidates vying for 2 3-year terms open on the council. Business owner Sue Flint filed yesterday. Flint was born and raised in Petersburg.
I care about this town. I've been here my whole life, except for when I was out to college, and I just want to keep it a good place to live. I'm going to become a grandmother here in a couple months, and want to support the schools and the community.
Sue Flint and her husband Rocky co-own Rocky's Marine in Petersburg. She formerly served 12 years on Petersburg's hospital board and was chair of that for 10. She was also on the state's Hospital and Nursing Home Association board for 4 years. Flint emphasizes the importance for a counselor to be prepared and pay attention as they consider city issues.
I think what you do is do your homework first and then listen and really listen to everybody that is giving you advice. And then basically you have to do what you think is best.
Burrow formation is one of the issues Flint would like to address if she becomes a councillor. That's partly because of local concerns over a private company's plan to build hydroelectric plants in Thomas Bay.
I personally would like to see us form a burrow. I think that we're kind of vulnerable right now, not having a borough status. I really don't want to see the Bellingham company owning any of our natural resources.
Flint will be competing for council with three other candidates who filed for 2 3-year terms earlier this month. They include Karen Olson, Paul Anderson, and Ed Sarf. Olson is a retired police dispatcher who works at the post office. Anderson is a former city councillor who owns a monitor heating repair business. Sarf is an incumbent councillor who works as an insurance agent at Petersburg Wrangell Insurance. By the close of Tuesday's deadline, appointed councillor Rick Braun remained unopposed for a 2-year council term. Mayor Al Dwyer is also unopposed. Write-ins are not allowed for council or mayor, so both Dwyer and Braun will be seated on the council again this fall. Braun's a land surveyor who served on the utility board prior to his council appointment. Dwyer is a retired state employee and electrician who's been mayor since 2007. In addition to the mayor's seat and 4 council spots, there are another 19 board and commission seats on the ballot in Petersburg this fall. We'll have a rundown of those candidates later today on local news. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.